Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has a lot of clarity to recognize when your Holy Spirit is troubled by something and doesn't like something, and that she embraces that and just continues to walk in the Spirit and doesn't quench the Spirit. I ask all these prayers in your Father's Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit and recognize His voice, and how that's going to change you inwardly, okay? And the type of just some things that you can encounter, some tribulations you can encounter as you go through that change of hearing Him more clearly as you grow, okay? One of them being that you'll see the Holy Spirit just doesn't like things, okay? And that can be a little bit, if you don't understand what's going on, it can be a little bit confusing for you. Okay, so we went over in the previous podcast, 2 Kings chapter 3, okay, where you see the prophet Elisha, where he says that he doesn't even want to look at or speak to the king of Israel, okay? He just doesn't like him, okay, because of his sin and his disrespect towards the Lord, okay. And he says, just here, I'll go over the verse just quickly again. He says here, and Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee." Okay, so you see this reaction within him where he just doesn't like him, okay? And you see the same type of reaction with Christ, okay? It says, "And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous of him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he had hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing." Okay? So you see the same reaction where Jesus just doesn't talk to King Herod at all. Okay? And it's a little bit different, because you see with, for example, he's quiet with the Pharisees because they're accusing him. And sometimes, and he even speaks though to the Pharisees at certain points, but other times he's quiet. But with Herod, he's actually happy to see Jesus because he's looking to see a miracle, okay? But you see with Jesus, it says, but he answered him nothing. Jesus says nothing to him, okay? And you see this with Jeremiah, okay, when he's dealing with the sin of his people, okay. This is Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 2. It says, "Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men," okay. "And they bend their tongues like bows for lies." Okay, you'll see, especially with lying. The Holy Spirit really hates lying, okay. You'll see it really bothers you if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. But you see with Jeremiah, again, a vessel filled with the Holy Spirit. He just wants to get away from him. He's really troubled and just doesn't like it. It just bothers him. Okay. So you can have this inward turmoil, okay, or inward tribulation. And if you don't understand, because I feel like, why am I, you know, is something wrong with me? Am I being short patient? Am I bearing bad fruit? And if you really have confusion, you know, you can think that you're doing something wrong. And in actuality, it's just the Holy Spirit. He just doesn't like what's going on. And if you're filled with Him, you won't like it either, okay? And once again, you're dead and buried in Christ. It's not about you, okay? It's about what they're doing and the Lord. It's all about the Lord, okay? And you want to understand what's going on. We'll go over some more scriptures, okay? But you don't want to quench that. You want to understand that you're not doing anything wrong. It's just the Holy Spirit, okay? He just doesn't like certain things. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.